Welcome back, folks. I'm Jake Ellenboga. Today, we're going to be talking about the Rams' explosive rookie pass rusher, Jared Verse, the good, the bad, and the exciting. Before we dive into that, be sure to like, subscribe, and comment. Also, be sure to follow me on all social media at JK Bogan. That includes Kick, that includes Twitter, that includes Instagram and TikTok. So let's get into it. Before we do, of course, a word from today's sponsor, which is Prize Picks. You can get $50 added to your account the moment you make that account. All you have to do, it's so simple, you start a $5 lineup. If you create your first $5 lineup, it does not matter if you win, lose, it doesn't matter. You get instantly $50 added to your account. So you can start playing Prize Picks today using my promo code JKBogan and clicking the link below to get started. Go and check out their app, or you can do it right on your computer or wherever you're watching this. So check out Prize Picks today. Link is in the description and the comment section below. And the promo code, once again, is JKBogan. Now let's get into it. So guys, I'm going to be honest with you. Jared Verse gets a lot of criticism, and I'm going to defend him, but I'm also going to make it very clear. I'm aware it is an issue. A lot of people are saying Jared Verse can't do this. He can't do this. He's struggling to do this. But you know what they're not talking about? They're not talking about what he is doing. They're basically nullifying what he is doing to start his young season, to start his young career, and to start the first four games of his career. So if you guys didn't know, in case you guys didn't know, I put out a tweet the other day. I was talking about Jared Verse, and basically after the game, I just came away with the fact, look, this guy is off to such a blistering start from a pressure standpoint, from putting pressure on the quarterback, from actually winning as a pass rusher. But you don't believe me? Totally fine. He's got 17 pressures through his first four games. That is more than Aiden Hutchinson had in his first four, Chase Young, Brian Burns, Josh Hines-Allen, Bradley Chubb, Yannick Ngakoue, Khalil Mack, Chandler Jones, J.J. Watt, Von Miller, Robert Quinn, and Aldon Smith. There are way more names I could have listed. I could have gone Aaron Donald route, but whatever. The point I'm making is that Jared Verse is really good. He's a lot better than I expected. I knew he had a higher floor than, say, a Chop Robinson, who I had a higher grade on. But the reason I had a higher grade on Chop Robinson is because I thought his potential was limitless. Jared Verse's potential might also be very, very high, and he's got a ridiculously high floor. So I want to talk about this, and I want to be honest because, look, Jared Verse is doing this, and the Rams are doing this with the fact, like, if we're being honest here, it's been a little tough. The secondary isn't as good as years past. They're struggling. I think Kobe Durant has played decently well, but aside from him, Trey White has been burned quite a few times, and it's not as good of a group as, say, the first four games last year. So there is more pressure being applied to this defensive front. But, and I don't want to just say Jared Verse is the only one who's doing anything, because he's not, but he's doing a lot of things, and he's doing a lot of things well. And one thing in particular that Jared Verse stands out in is that he's winning at an alarming rate. So if you don't believe me, let's get into it. I'm on PFF right now looking at this thing, and you go to week one against the Lions, okay? We'll start it off. Jared Verse, no preseason to speak of, none. And he comes out and he wins 21.7% of his opportunities. He had six pressures on 25 pass rushing snaps against Taylor Decker, who's arguably a top 10 left tackle. That's really good. No preseason reps. Yes, I know he got those joint practice opportunities and what have you. But people are making a big deal because I remember that video circulated around. Jared Verse was doing all sorts of stuff, but then everyone made a big deal when he got absolutely demolished by Tyler Guyton in a joint practice. Okay, so Jared Verse first game against the Lions, great test, ends up winning 21.7% of his opportunities and comes away with 6 pressures and a sack. Okay, huge sack, by the way. Week 2, Jared Verse going up against Paris Johnson. I understand this was a bad game all around for the Rams. This was a 41-10 blowout. Wasn't very good. Jared Verse still won 28.6% of the time out of his 22 pass snaps. He had 3 pressures. You go to week 3, Jared Verse going up against Trent Williams, okay? And doing so, Jared Verse came away winning 20% of the time. He was fantastic in that game. So was Byron Young. But the fact is, Jared Verse had Taylor Decker, Paris Johnson, and he had Trent Williams. Those 3 guys, that is a tough nut to crack. Those are 3 good tackles. Obviously, Trent Williams is the best in the league. Maybe he wasn't at the level he will be at the end of the year, but he was pretty much, he's still the best tackle in the league. Then you have Paris Johnson, who's, you know, somebody that is developing, obviously. And then, of course, you have Taylor Decker. So then this week, against, let's be honest here, not the best left tackle in the league. I was very excited about him 2 years ago. Braxton Jones has really kind of fallen off a little bit, and Jared Verse put it to him. 50% win rate. He won half of his reps against Braxton Jones. So what are we talking about here? Who is this? Jared Verse has become a potential superstar. That's what we're not talking about. People are too focused because it's a 1-3 ball club, right? People are way too focused on the negative. And I'm going to address it. I'm absolutely going to talk about it. But you can't tell me that pressures don't matter. There's too much rhetoric out there now that pressures don't matter when you are the ones, not all of you, but most of you, and I was too, by the way, you know, sharing around all of those pressures that Aaron Donald had to basically make the argument he should win Defensive Player of the Year over insert Defensive Player of the Year candidate there, whether that was TJ Watt or Myles Garrett or Micah Parsons or even, you know, the year Stephon Gilmore won or even the year the Rams were bad and Khalil Mack won just because the Rams weren't a good football team. You used pressures, right? That was an argument. That was part of your analysis about why on your message boards, on your Facebook posts, tweets, whatever, you felt Aaron Donald should be Defensive Player of the Year. Now, this is not me discrediting Aaron Donald, but you didn't use sacks. You focused on pressures. Sacks matter. I'm not saying they don't. They help. They hurt the Rams in this game. Stafford only was sacked 3 times, was only pressured 7 times, but those 3 sacks hurt. So I get it. I'm not going to sit here and say sacks don't matter. The Rams had 3 of them themselves. But Jared Verse, first off, had 2 taken away in this game against the Bears due to penalties. And then now people are trying to say, because the problem is, once you have a fan base that gets a little down about itself, once you have a fan base that starts getting negative, then it's like you can't even be positive. And I'm not saying everybody's like this, but I'm seeing it. So now we're going out of our way to discredit the 19th overall selection, who is on a blistering pace and is winning rapidly at the point of attack. I don't understand it. I quite literally saw like 10 people on Twitter yesterday after I posted that he had 2 sacks that were negated, and they said, well, they were only sacks because of the penalties. I don't seem to remember you saying that during the game. When those penalties were called, the same people were on Twitter and social media complaining about the calls, saying they were quote-unquote BS. But now, because you've made it out that Jared Verse is going to be the sacrificial lamb and he is going to be the guy that you just use as the scapegoat, now everything he does is null and void. And I'm not going to have it. I'm going to make my... The fact is, this couldn't be easier for me to defend a player like this. Could not be easier. Jared Verse right now is 2nd in the league in win rate. 2nd. He's only behind Aiden Hutchinson. He's ahead of all your favorite pass rushers in the league. Second. But guess what? He doesn't have Aaron Donald to help him out. He doesn't have last year's secondary. He doesn't have Akello Witherspoon, who's locking down players. He had a 33.3 targeted passer rating at this point last year. He doesn't have elite coverage over the top. He doesn't have Ernest Jones in the linebacker room. So he sticks out like a sore thumb when he misses a tackle. Do you know how many times guys miss tackles and it was cleaned up by an Aaron Donald, or is cleaned up by a Michael Brockers, or is cleaned up by insert whoever in the middle there? But now, because there's not an Aaron Donald, you're seeing full stop. You are seeing how hard it is to do the job, and versus doing a damn good job. Now, he leads the league in missed tackles with 11. I'm not going to sit here and say that's good, but it's okay to give guys credit for things they do well and give guys criticism for things they do poorly. And right now, Jared Verse missing 11 tackles could be considered poor if he was an inside linebacker. Jared Verse is getting in there, forcing havoc in the backfield. He's forcing havoc at the quarterback, and guys aren't finishing either. How is it that Jared Verse gets in there, he wins 50% of the time, and yet they only got 3 sacks? How did that not turn into more? And people would just say, well, Jared Verse can't sack anybody. He keeps, you know, he misses tackles. Well, how is that fair to say? Because if you're just going to go by that, then what about the other guys? They can do stuff too. And by the way, they are doing stuff. As a matter of fact, you might not even know this, but the Rams have the number one pressure rate in the NFL. Number one through 4 weeks. And they've blitzed at the 5th lowest rate according to Next Gen Stats. They have their 21st in sack rate. Okay. So what does this tell me? Well, first off, look at who they've gone up against. Not your easy run-of-the-mill bunch of quarterbacks. When you're trying to get sacks on quarterbacks, Jared Goff was the easiest one that they played. But Jared Goff had the number one offensive line. So it's hard to get after Jared Goff. They still did it, but he's got a great offensive line. Week two, you're going up against Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray is an absolute stud of an athlete in the pocket. He's a problem. And then week three, you're going up against Brock Purdy, who plays the Houdini role well. And now you got Caleb Williams. Next week, you got Jordan Love. After that, after the bye, you got Gardner Minshew, who can move around a little bit. Then you got Geno Smith and Sam Darnold. Hate to break it to you, but that is the way the NFL works. A lot of teams are going the mobile quarterback route. So the Rams have to step up. But Jared Verse, through the first 4 games, I get you want to be negative. You're already upset. They lost. I get it. But take this with you. Jared Verse is going to get better. And he's already really freaking good. This is one of the easiest. I've had to defend players in the past. Defended Darion Kendrick, not as easy, but I did have a point and his numbers supported it early in the season, and then he started falling off. I defended Akello Witherspoon, which is he's very easy to defend, because until he got hurt and was playing with an injured groin, he was a top 5, top 10 corner in the league, statistically, analytically. He finished top 15 in most those categories, right? So I've had some easy arguments. I've had some arguments that have been a little challenging. Guys, this is as easy as it gets. Are you kidding me? Yes, he's missing tackles. He's going to get better. These are his first 4 games. Didn't play any preseason. He doesn't have an Aaron Donald to bail him out. Okay, so how about let's do this? Let's say, yes, he has to be better. He has to finish. That has to happen. But let's also be willing to acknowledge how freaking blistering hot of a start he is onto. Because this is a fun start to the season for Jared Verse. They picked him 19th overall. The last time they picked anybody in the first round was Jared Goff in 2016, a quarterback. They had to trade up to get him in the first overall. Jared versus a guy that fell into their lap, and he looks like by far the best defensive rookie and maybe the best rookie, period. He's second in the league in win rate. That matters. You can't just discount that. That's not just a thing. It's not just pressures. Pressures, when you apply pressure to a quarterback, even if you don't get home and make the sack, other guys can contribute. Now you have a quarterback on the move. He's not comfortable. When it's a rookie, he's really not comfortable. You want to know why Caleb Williams missed those throws, wide open throws, guys that got open, they blew by a Tre'Davious White, they blew by a Cameron Curl, they blew by a Cameron Kitchens, they blew by a Kobe Durant. Do you know why he missed all those throws? Because he was pressured. You're telling me a clean pocket, he's missing all of those throws, maybe most of them, because he's still young, he's still learning how to throw with touch and accuracy and patience, but every single throw? No. They're doing things opposite of last year. Last year, they had Aaron Donald, and they blitzed, and they still didn't get as much pressure as the guys up front are getting right now. Now, this is not a knock on Raheem Morris. This is not a knock on Aaron Donald. This is showing you guys like Jared Verse are having really, really quality reps every single time they're out there. And the missed tackles suck, but I'll tell you, I would rather know the guy has it. He has the capabilities and just right now isn't finishing it than the second part where you have a guy who can't win at the point of attack. He's stonewalled every play and he gets a sack or two here and there to make his counting stats look good. But in reality, he gets his ass whooped all game long. Jared Verse is a dog. It's that simple. Jared Verse is a very, very good player in this league. He's been in it for 4 games. What we know out of Jared Verse is that he is one of the best pass rushers currently in football. So I'm not going to sit here and say because he misses sacks and he misses tackles, everything he's done is null and void. His win rate right now is second in the league behind Aiden Hutchinson at 28.8. Myles Garrett is 28.4. He's not getting as many opportunities either. Verse has only rushed the passer 83 times. Aiden Hutchinson has gotten 110. Garrett's gotten 103. Diaby from Tampa has gotten 101. Those are guys that are around Jared Verse. After that, there's a huge drop-off. Huge. So, look, I'm just telling you, this isn't a fluke. You have a potential superstar in the making wearing number 8. And I'm just saying, I understand being critical, but quit the bullshit about him being a bust. And understand they have something special with this guy, and he's going to figure it out. And when he does, and he puts the whole thing together, he gets the whole package of his game together, the Rams are going to have one of the best pass rushers in football. He'll be up there. If the way he's playing right now, if he continues this, he can win Defensive Player of the Year awards. Remember when they said you can't replace Aaron Donald with one guy, so they went out and got two guys to replace him, Verse and Fisk? Yeah, they look pretty damn good, I would say, to start off their career. Where are they right now? Oh, I'll tell you. Jared Verse right now has 17 pressures, leading everyone in pressures. Braden Fisk has 13. So they are first and second in the league in pressures. After that, Laiatu Latu, who was drafted ahead of both of them, has 10. Byron Murphy II, who Seahawks fan called the next Aaron Donald, has 7. Marshawn Neyland of the Cowboys has 6. Chris Braswell of the Bucks has 5. And then a bunch are tied at 4. Jonah Ellis, Chop Robinson, Mekhi Wingo, and Elijah Chapman. Dallas Turner picked two picks ahead of Jerry Verse. Could you imagine, just think for a second, with what Brian Flores is doing, if they pick Jared Verse over Dallas Turner, can you imagine what their defense would look like? It already looks crazy. Just celebrate the fact that the Rams have Jared Verse for the next 5 years. Because yes, I said 5 years. They have a fifth year option. They will be using that. Because this guy, it doesn't take a genius to watch the film and see he's going to be a problem for a long time. So I ask of you, understand this is not the end all be all. Just because he's missing tackles, he's missed sacks in the first four games, doesn't mean this is who he'll be forever. He's got to work on it, but it's no different than a guy who's really toolsy and you draft in the draft and you're thinking, wow, he's got a lot of talent, but you know he needs to work on this, this, and this. But when he gets this, he's going to be a nightmare to defend. It's no different than those type of prospects that we talk about all the time. Jared Verse was not a perfect prospect. It's why he fell to 19. But I'll be damned. If Jared Verse doesn't end up being a star, I will be shocked. Because the start he's on to right now and just the competition he's gone up against, this isn't fluke. This is not fluke at all. So Jared Verse, feel good about him. Watch the tape. Enjoy it. He's going to get better. I'd rather have a guy that's capable of doing that than a guy that's not. So we'll see. But the Rams are going to turn this thing around. And if they do, I do believe they're going to. I think they win this weekend against the Packers, get back on the high side. Then you win coming out of the bye. Now you're 3-3 and you've kind of flipped the season around a little bit. I do think they're going to do it. But if they're going to do it, Jared Verse is going to be at the forefront of this. And his pressure is saving corners from getting roasted. Say what you will, they did not allow Cole Kmet. They did not allow Rome Odunze. They did not allow Keenan Allen or DJ Moore to go over 40 yards receiving. And that was not the corners per se. That was guys like Jared Verse up front that were forcing Caleb Williams to check it down and take the easy way out. I'm just saying. So if you like this, be sure to like, subscribe, and comment if you haven't already. And once again, special shout out to Prize Picks for sponsoring today's video. Definitely be sure to hit them up. Check them out. App, website, what have you. Download the app. Use the code JKBogan. $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. But that is going to do it for me. You guys take care. We'll see you guys soon. Later, folks. Do you love talking about the Rams, the NFL, or just want to be a part of a community? Join my free Discord server today. We're over 800 members. We got 24/7 live chat, a level 3 boosted server, the ability to call into JE Live, playing online games with us on Kick streams, toggleable alerts for when I go live on YouTube or Kick so you don't miss a live stream, and exclusive giveaways. Click the link in the description, the comments section, or the link that comes up in the video to learn more and join today.